9. Losing weight. I slept about 10 hours. When I woke up, it was right at midnight. The elevator restarting hadn't awakened me. The window said we'd gone 2,250 miles, and we were at 0.41 G. You could see the whole Earth as a big globe. I took the pen out of my pocket and dropped it experimentally. It seemed to hesitate before falling, and then drifted down in no hurry. It's one thing to see that on the cube, but quite another to have it happening in your own world. We were in space, no doubt about it. I unbuckled and pointed myself toward the John. Walking felt strange, as if I were full of helium or something. It was actually an odd combination of energy and lightheadedness, not completely pleasant. Partly the gravity and partly the white pills, I supposed. I went up the ladder with no effort, barely touching the rungs. You could learn to like this, though we knew what toll it eventually would take. Probably the last time I'd sit on a regular toilet. I should ask the machine when we were due to hit a quarter G and switch to the gruesome one. Go join the line just before. Or not. I'd be living with the sucking thing for months. One day early or late wouldn't mean anything. My parents were both zipped up, asleep. Several people were snoring. Guess I'd have to get used to that. There were four people I didn't know talking quietly at the table. Downstairs, two people were playing chess while two others watched. I took the copy of 17 from my chair and walked over to the bike machine. Might as well get started on saving my bones. The machine was set on a hill climbing program, but I really didn't want to be the first person aboard to work up a sweat. So I clicked it to easy and pedaled along while reading the magazine. So little of it was going to be useful or even meaningful for the next 5 years. Hot fashion tips. Get used to blue jumpsuits. Lose that winter flab. Don't eat the space crap they put in front of you. How to communicate with your boyfriend. Email him from 250 million miles away. I hadn't really had a boyfriend since Sean, more than a year ago. Knowing that I was going to be in outer space and on Mars for 6 years put a damper on that. It wasn't that simple. The thing with Sean, the way he left, hurt me badly enough that the idea of leaving the planet was pretty attractive. No love life, none of that kind of pain. Did that make me cold? I should have fallen helplessly in love with someone and pined away for him constantly, bursting into tears whenever I saw the Earth rise over the morning horizon. Or did I see that in a bad movie? There weren't any obviously great prospects aboard the carrier. They might start to look better as the years stretched on. I did start to cry a little, and the tears just stayed in my eyes. Not enough gravity for them to roll down your cheek. After pedaling blind for a minute, I wiped my eyes on a non-absorbent sleeve and cranked on. There was an article on Sal the Sal, a hot new cube star that everyone but me had heard of. I decided to read every word of that and then quit. He was so sag beyond sag, it was disgusting. Fascinating, too. Like if you can care little enough about everything, you automatically become famous. You ask him for an autograph, and he pulls out a rubber stamp, and everybody just comes because it's so sag. Forgive me for not joining in. I bet Card knows his birth date and favorite color. Pedaling through all that responsible journalism did put me on the verge of sweating, so I quit and went back to my seat. Card had put aside the helmet and was doing a word puzzle. "Card," I asked, "what's Sal the Sal's favorite color?" He didn't even look up. "Everybody knows it's black. makes him look 190 pounds instead of 200. Fair enough. I handed him the magazine. Article on him if you want to read it. He grunted thanks. Five-letter word meaning courage? Second letter P, last letter K? I thought for a couple of seconds. Spunk. He frowned.
You sure?
It's old-fashioned. Made me think of the pilot, who seemed to have spunk, Space Force and all, but was scared by an elevator incident. I sat down and buckled in and got scared all over again myself. He had a point, after all. Accidents could happen on the way to Mars, but nothing that would send us hurtling to a flaming death in Earth's atmosphere. "Don't be a drama queen," Dad would say. But the idea of dying that way made my eyes feel hot and dry.